You're listening to SBS News.
More than a million square kilometres from crystal blue ocean to parched desert, Lingiari is one of the country's largest electorates, a marginal seat Labor has held since its creation in 2001. Marion Scrimgeour is replacing retiring Labor stalwart Warren Snowden and has kicked off her campaign in the Arnhem Land community of Yirrkala, 700 kilometres east of Darwin.
Unless we engage young people in a real way and in an honest and you know, open way, we're just going to, I mean, you know, 3-4 years' time, we're going to be back talking about the same thing. We've got low voter turnout and we've got to turn this around. We can't continue to let this happen.
Lingiari has the country's lowest voter turnout, so community forums are being held to find out why. While independents and minor parties will contest the seat, the main battle is between Ms. Scrimgeour and the Country Liberal Party's Damien Ryan. Mr. Ryan has been travelling to remote communities across the electorate since last year. From a truck stop near Adelaide River, Mr. Ryan told SBS News over the phone that he's been using the time to encourage more constituents to the ballot box.
I've been on the road since the 1st of September, effectively last year. When you talk about enrolment, I've carried enrolment forms with me all along and encouraged people to enrol. I'm learning on the ground that people want to see their representatives more regularly. If you make the miles to meet with people, they become more interested.
Thomas Mayer is a Torres Strait Islander man from Larrakia country in Darwin and a speaker at the forum. He says the location of voting centres and a lack of postal services are just some of the reasons for the low turnout.
It's difficult for us to even reach the polls because of the short time that they spend in our communities, because people are doing things on country, you know, on the day that it's there, all these, and the disillusionment itself. And so it's one of the reasons why we need an amplified voice in politics in Australia.
According to the latest data from the Australian Electoral Commission, around 86% of eligible voters are enrolled in the Northern Territory. But data from August last year found only 37,000 First Nations people have enrolled to vote. That's less than 70% of eligible Indigenous voters in the Territory. More than 16,000 First Nation voters are missing from the roll. Remote polling teams will set up voting centres in communities like Yirrkala, 2 weeks out from Election Day. More than 40 voting teams will operate across the country, mostly in the Northern Territory and Western Australia. They'll visit 400 communities nationwide using planes, boats and four-wheel drives. Voters who have enrolled are keen to make a difference.
National elections is someone that can make it right for our community.
I like to hear Aboriginal people in, well, this is our land anyway.